Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lee. How can I help you?
Did you say your name is Lee?
Yes.
My name is Joanna McBurnett. My husband is Randy McBurnett, and I'm looking at our city card charges because something popped up that didn't feel right at all. And when I look at it, it says that we spent $39.99 at Magical Smart Electronic this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. We didn't do that. That's not us.
What's your zip code?
97324.
97234. 97324. Sorry about that. What was the names again?
Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, McBurnett, like McDonald's, M-C, then capital B-U-R-N-E-T-T.
And what was your name?
My name is Joanna.
Okay, you're the account holder.
I'm the authorized user on the account. My husband is the account holder.
The account is in your name. You're the account holder.
The account is in my husband's name, and I have a card as an authorized user.
So the account that I'm speaking of is the account in our system.
I wouldn't have any idea.
Yeah, I was telling you, not asking. You're the account holder. It wasn't a question. Ms. Burnett, go ahead and verify your address we have.
Am I speaking to Citibank or am I speaking to Magical Smart Electronic?
You're speaking with Lee from customer support.
At Magical Smart Electronic or Citibank?
I don't work for no Citibank.
You work for Citibank, okay.
I don't. I said I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No, never did.
Okay, I'm confused as to why you can't accept my husband's name, Randy McBurnett.
I can, ma'am. I can accept his name. I'm just saying the account that we have in this system is listed under Joanna.
You got to be kidding me.
But I'm not. So could you verify your address that we have on file?
Oh, yes. Well, I can. I don't know what you have on file because I didn't make the charge.
Okay.
My address is 418 East Yates Road.
Thank you so much. That is the address that I show listed for the account. So it looks like you did enter into a fuel saver warranty, and it was shipped back in March, and you paid $11.94 for the shipping and handling. Looks like you've been enrolled in that fuel saver ever since, and that is the membership fee that you have been paying since. That's why you see the pending charges on your account of $39.99. I can go ahead and get this subscription canceled for you because you had no knowledge of it. So allow me one moment, Ms. Joanna.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very
Not
much.
Not a problem. One moment.
Okay.
Thank you for holding the line, Ms. Joanna. I was able to get this account canceled for you on today, meaning you won't have to worry about any further bills or payments coming from this checking account. On behalf of the company, I would like to apologize for the inconvenience it may have caused. Do thank you for choosing customer support, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Sweetheart, do you have a minute for me to share something with you?
Go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, thank you very much. I want to tell you that my brother has been stalking us for 14 years. He's in the computer industry. He knows everything. Sells computers to multi-million-dollar corporations worldwide, and his specialty is debugging. So therefore, he knows how to bug. And he plugs into my computer by using my cell phone. And he gets in there, and he locks me out of my email, and then he goes through all of my accounts. And he is. I got a phone call 3 weeks ago from our bank in Oregon saying, did you just make a $1,000 purchase at this grocery store in Pakistan? I'm like, no, ma'am. You woke me up at 6 in the morning, and I don't shop in Pakistan. So we had to have our card canceled. We're getting calls like this all the time. I'm getting phony charges all the time. And so I kind of went from 0 to 300 in 30 seconds when I saw this bill. And I apologize to you. You have nothing to do with that. But that's where my angst is coming from. My son told my brother we moved to Oregon when I spent $600 with Delete Me to take us off of every form of internet so that our address could not be found. And he went and told my brother, I divorced my son. I said, never call me again.
Yes, ma'am.
And
I definitely
told him for
understand.
A year, you can't tell people where we live because of David. And
mm-hmm.
he said, I'm tired of your conspiracy theory. I said, you know, Daniel, we went to the police and they couldn't help us. We went to the FBI. They said we have to have an IP address. We don't have an IP address because he goes to baristas and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Starbucks and stuff like that and use that free Wi-Fi.
So we hired a, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
So we hired a private detective. It cost us over $1,000.
Yes,
and in
goodness.
2 weeks he came back and he said, someone came into your house and knows computers very well. He put Keylogger on your computer and everything is being sent. Every keystroke that you make is being sent to San Jose at a computer company.
Mm-hmm.
That computer company's hub is in India. The information is being transferred there to India. From there, it's going to 4072 Pleasant Street in Irvine, California. His name is David Toombs. You know him. I said, that's my brother's workplace. His hub is in India. That's his address, and that is my brother's name. So we've known for 10 years, but we can't do anything about it because we can't get an IP address.
Yeah,
and so we
that's
moved
rough.
To get away from all that.
Yeah.
And now it's happening again because
yeah.
my son told him it's in Oregon. So I'm hyper freaking out.
I thank
you for helping me with this, but I want you to understand I'm not a crazy person. I don't launch through the telephone to attack people. I'm just having one of those moments where I can't handle this anymore.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart for handling this for me. Otherwise, I was going to have to cancel the card.
Thank you so
and
much for
I'm
being
so
patient.
God bless you, dear.
Thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too, honey. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.